Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Apologize again for the voice, but getting over this cold and could take me another day or so. Want to welcome in our next guest, head basketball coach at Michigan State University, just finished with Midnight Madness, and maybe just as important to him, a big homecoming win over Illinois, and that is Tom Izzo. Hello, Tom.
God, I never apologize for my voice, Jack. It's the same morning, noon, and night, 7, 10, 12 months a year. So don't worry about yours. I think you sound great.
Hey, you know, we have had basketball at midnight before at Michigan State University, but you're actually going to be playing a game close to midnight this year there with this late start against South Carolina.
Yeah, you know, we're part of a couple of things. You know, we got the Jimmy V, we got the Maui, we got that 24 hours of basketball, and we're the marquee game. So, you know, you don't want to pass up those opportunities. And I guess I want to apologize to our fans for having it a little later, but it's the way it is. And at the same time, it might be some fun and be a good team coming in. So, you know, we got a lot of things to overcome this year. We got some 9 o'clock starts on the road, and, you know, it's going to be a little tough, but there's a lot of good things happening, too.
Hey, Tom, you don't ever have to apologize to Michigan State fans for bringing big-time opponents into Breslin Center, because there are an awful lot of programs that do not do that. And I know that sometimes it forces you to pull your hair out during the season, but I think, by and large, your teams are as ready for March and April as any program could be.
Well, like I said, I said this many times publicly. You and I talked about it 25 years ago, you know, and I think, you know, most of the time you're right, but you can say it, but then I got to live it. You know, that's the difference. So I can't wait till I'm saying it. You have to live it, you know, on a show or something. But no, I think you're right, and I think, you know, now we're going to do more and more to get more with Texas coming in. You know, we're just trying to get more and more big name teams here. Instead of maybe, you know, always taking them to Detroit or, you know, the neutral games are okay for, and some people really like them. Personally, I'd just rather play home and home like we did against Texas.
Yeah.
Give your fans a real chance.
You know, you talk about memory makers, and that's very important to you, to have the opportunity to have something unique, something you can cherish for a long, long time. And I know how important it was to you to build this program to a point that Midnight Madness turned people away. And it did that a little bit last year, but it did it this year to a point that I never saw coming. And there were people trying to bum rush the doors to get in.
You know, Kevin Palga, the guy I hired as, you know, my administrative assistant, you know, was here as our video guy, went to the Big Ten office. And he knew for years I talked about, you know, this thing will start getting, you know, I keep finding things to make this an elite program. And I said, you know, keep winning and winning another national championship. But one of them are things like, you know, do you fill the place like some of those programs do? And I think we not only filled it, but I want to thank all the fans because we overfilled it. And that was pretty cool. And when we had a fight to get our recruits in because they were turning people away, and that's kind of what it's all about. And that night, I got to give Kevin a lot of credit, and our marketing people credit, our video people credit, and I just showed up and made a fool of myself again.
Well, you look great in a spacesuit, I got to tell you. I don't know if you wear that on the sidelines.
A lot of people think I am lost in space some games, so I thought I'd wear it ahead of time.
I got to tell you, I had a chance three different occasions to talk to Gerard Butler and ask him questions, and he just kept looking up in the upper deck.
Yeah.
And I think he said, you know, when is the soccer game going to break up?
Well, you know, it's funny. As you know, then after talking to him, he's never really seen a football or basketball game. And I think that's he sure did have a good time, and I got a chance to watch him over at the football game a little bit. And John Madden did a great job and of helping him orchestrate the band, and the student section was just awesome. And I mean, I never seen a guy take it in like he looked like a little kid in a candy store, and that was kind of cool. And especially, I think he had an appreciation for the 300 movie and the real Spartans, and boy, when he came on the basketball court that night, I said, you want to say something? Well, I'd love to, you know, and he was great.
Yeah, and the crowd just went crazy. I mean, it was...
Yeah, including my wife and daughter, you know. So I guess I don't blame them.
Yeah, and the pictures that we saw, now everyone's going back 3 years to get the shots of you as him.
You know, I made him sign one.
Yeah, I was there, and I said, you know...
That's right, and...
He didn't know what to say, and actually, Paul Shager gave him some inspiration for the message. I don't know if you saw what he wrote on the photo, but... I said, you know, it's the first time I've ever seen Izzo ask someone else for an autograph.
Right, and he told me to stick to basketball. He must not have liked my acting career. I guess maybe the abs in that machine or in that picture didn't look like his or something. I don't know, but I told him, no problem, I'll stick to basketball. But you know what? It was part of just a great night, but there were so many people that played a part in it. And then D'Antonio went out and saved the whole weekend, you know, by... just an incredible second half performance, and you know, Jack, we're getting better. You know, it so much reminds me of year four for me,
where
you know, we just kept getting better, and all of a sudden we were a Final Four team, and
right.
I'm not sure we were great that year, but what we were is we you know, we had confidence started growing, and the fans started getting behind us, and I'll be honest, I think we were better than we really were because of that, and that's what happens in sports. And this ranking in the BCS, you know, another thing we're going to have to handle.
Yeah.
But and that's part of the process, is learning how to handle it. But sometimes adversity you go through makes you stronger and makes you a little better and makes you a little, you know, better at handling things. And I think Mark is, he's so solid that, and his assistants give them credit. So I'm a happy camper right now. I'm not, you know, if basketball doesn't start for another month, that's fine with me. I'm just going to soak in these incredible weekends, and the weather's been great. It's almost like it's our time, you know, and I'm happy for him. I can't think of anybody that deserves it more.
Well, I know how important football is to you. You did not go to Ann Arbor this year. And you just took it all in back here, which was a little different perspective. You're not going to be able to go to Northwestern because you're receiving another honor, being inducted into the Italian-American Hall of Fame. Congratulations for that.
Thank you.
And is there any truth to the rumor that you and Mark have a little bet whose team's going to lose first?
I think I got the best chance of that, you know, the way they're playing, boy, I'll tell you. But... Yeah, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I'm really happy I'm going to Washington for that. But if not, you can bet I would arrange my practices around a quick trip over to Chicago. And yet I got a feeling, like you said, Jack, and you were the one that told me, you know, in basketball now, we get 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 fans. And I got a feeling this football game, between the alums we have over there, and I think the people that are going to travel, and I'd encourage them to, you know, they can make a difference. This is where fans can make a difference. And if they make a difference for a couple of points, it could be a difference in a game. So go enjoy it. This has been a magical year. And I hope we all take some ownership and help them get you know, a couple more steps.
Tom, I talked to someone at Northwestern regarding the divisional alignments in the Big Ten. And Michigan State wanted to have a game with Northwestern. Northwestern needed to have a game with Michigan State because Michigan State has so many alums in Chicago and brings such a crowd. And now with a game like this, I mean, this is a big economic thing for Northwestern, too.
Well, let's not forget, you know, they were a couple plays away from going into this game 6-0.
That's right.
You know, they're 5-1. They're not 1-5. And
right.
And could have, should have maybe even won that game. I watched it.
Yeah.
And we'd be sitting here 7-0, 6-0, you know. And,
right.
And I think they've done a great job over there. You got to give them credit too. But it's going to be a big weekend for them, big weekend for us, and I think a real big weekend for our fans. I know when we go to Chicago, it's the support we get is incredible. And I think in football, when it's on a Saturday afternoon, I think we'll have enough people driving from here and driving from there. Hopefully, we'll just take the place over.
Tom, I want you to think back 26 years. When Judd Heathcote had his heart attack, I think you were in your second year
yep.
at Michigan State. And what he did to come back? How is it different from what Mark D'Antonio is going to have to do? And what did it mean to you as a staff member back at that point?
Well, you know, I was so green under the you know, that I really I thought Mike Dean did a good job here, just like I think you know, Donnie and Pat have done an incredible job, and all the guys over there. But the difference was Judd was out for, you know, 6-7 weeks,
right?
And you know, a little more severe than Mark's, and
right.
I mean, Mark really is, you know, sort of been out a couple weeks, but coaching from a hospital better, coaching from,
right.
you know, he's been back in there, so. You know, I hope he still does what he's supposed to do, which means I don't think Becky will let him do anything different. But, you know, he's still been coaching from the box. I was over at practice Thursday, and, I mean, you know, if you talk to him, which you have, you're around him, I mean, he feels great and he's doing great. But
right.
it's nothing to mess with. So, you know, to his credit, he's doing the happy medium. You know, he's still working,
yeah.
and yet he's listening to his doctors. To his wife,
yeah.
And I think he's handled it extremely well. And yet, I still think those assistants have also. And I think what's cool to me about Mark is he's really proud of him. You know, I
yeah.
mean, he's excited for him. You know, I mean, you should sitting there in that hospital room. I mean, he had no questions. And I guess you shouldn't when you've been with the staff as long as he's been with a lot of those guys. But that's kind of a That's been neat for me to watch too, as a head coach, and how he's not only handled it, but how he's felt so good about it and made that public. Again, I love the guy and I love what he's doing, and you know, the day's going to come. Who knows when it's going to be? But we're going to get some things done here that have maybe never been done here.
Tom, last thing, I know you want to make a quick comment about Robbie Hummel.
Yeah,
and going down for the second time. You know him and you love the kid.
You know, Jack, I you know, you're a huge Spartan fan, I guess I got to say, because you've been all your life, but you're a basketball fan. And if you're a basketball fan, Robbie Hummel was a tragedy for all of us. I mean, he's one of the guys that, sure, he's going to make Purdue better, as he would have last year, but he kind of makes the Big Ten better and maybe college basketball better, because he's that type of kid. You know, he just gets it done on the court, off the court, and he's a humble kid. His parents, I talked to him last year, and so I do feel sorry for Matt, but I really feel sorry for Robbie. And you know, even our guys, I mean, the first two calls I got were Kalen and Darrell. Coach, can you get his number? You know,
yeah.
I think they look at it differently. Not that you would ever hope anything, but boy, when you've been injured like Kalen, you know, I think he didn't have a great practice Saturday, and everybody on my staff said, you know, he was thinking, he was talking about it, T-Max, he was talking about it. So we have a great respect, and that's what you want to have for players. And I just hope and pray that whatever happens to him, as far as whether he petitions for a 6-year or tries to go right to the NBA or whatever he does, he deserves something good to happen to him, because he sure is a good kid.
Michigan State head basketball coach Tom Izzo. Tom, thanks so much. Keep him healthy.